Welcome back. We are going to jump into informational items for the rest of the meeting today. Number 20 on the list, Go Outdoors Event Management System will be our next item.
Yeah. Cassie's going to present online.
Oh, Cassie will present online. Wonderful. Thank you. Cassie, are you there?
All right.
Okay, there we go.
I am here. Can you hear me?
We can, and we can see your slideshow, so you can go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. My name is Cassie Banky, and I'm a naturalist out of the Watertown area. And then with us in person, I believe, is Ashley Weibel, who's here to help answer any questions that kind of come up along the way. She's our division staff specialist and kind of our go outdoors and grant expert in the department. So over the last 6 months, a team of us from across the state have been working hard on building this new events management system with Go Outdoors South Dakota, and I'm excited to share some of the updates and how we're improving our platform to enhance that user experience with game, fish, and parks. So just a general overview, one of our key goals is to better understand our users' journey, so where they start and where they may be going. This insight allows us to refine our offerings and ensure that we're meeting our users' needs effectively. To support this, we've expanded our events management system and education classes, reinforcing our commitment to that one-stop-shop platform that we've been working hard to get to. This makes it easier for users to access the resources that they need and the opportunities that we have to offer. We officially launched in November of 2024, and I'm happy to report that events are live and available for registration. As with any new system, we've encountered a few bumps along the way, but we're always working on making them better. And each month when we have that new roll down, there's great improvements. The platform that we're using integrates programming from HuntSafe, campuses, wildlife, and parks, which brings together all the key aspects of outdoor recreation and education. And above all, our priority is to ensure ease of use for our customers and allow them to seamlessly engage with the programs and opportunities that we, Game Fish and Parks, have to offer. So to get there, from the customer's view, you can access the events by going to our website, and then in the top little bar up top, you can see I have it circled. You click that events tab, and it'll show you the list of things. I'll show you a slide on the next slide. I'll show you how it works. You can also access it from going to gooutdoorssouthdakota.com, like as if you were going to purchase a license, and you can see it in the app as well. There's no panel on the app, but when you open the app, it's in the menu on the left-hand top side. You scroll down to where it says programs and events, and it pops right up. So this is what it looks like when you get there. This is a video. You can filter events to find what you want by event type. So we search for Hunt Safe in-person classes. You can also search by zip code and how many miles from that zip code you entered. And you can, as you can see, the max participants, how many spots are available. That's really handy. We like to see that because if the class is booked, you'll get to a wait list. Then you can use keywords, a city or a specific name of the event to filter down what you're looking for. So if you're looking for a hunting class, this pops right up when you search it. Or sometimes I search the specific park and it'll bring up what I'm looking for. And then finally, you can search the events based on the dates that you're going to be camping or in the area. So whatever you need. Like I said, it shows the seats are available and if registration is open. And then this little plus sign right here is how you register. And my slide moved on, so we're moving on. One of the biggest improvements with the introduction of this system is our new events calendar. The update of the events calendar really reduces the redundancy for our staff when we're creating events. Previously, we had to go through a whole bunch of different steps and approval processes to get those events to the calendar, and it was clunky and just kind of hard to maneuver. Now, once the event is created, it's uploaded to the calendar right off the bat, and it just takes away those extra steps and ensures that everything is updated in real time. This change not only streamlines our workflow, but it also minimizes the chances of errors that we have along the way and ensures that all of our events are visible and accessible to everybody much faster. This is what the calendar looks like, and it shows everything that's going on between all the divisions in our department. So I think one of our goals is to make it color coordinated by event type or maybe parks events. We're still working out the details on that, but this calendar does look very pretty compared to what we're used to seeing. So we like that. We made an important improvement by integrating HuntSafe directly into our system as well. Now when a student registers for a HuntSafe class with Game Fish and Parks, their HuntSafe ID is automatically linked to their Go Outdoors South Dakota profile. So this takes away one extra step of them manually entering in that ID, that hunter ID later, which makes the process smoother when they go to purchase their first hunting license. In addition, we've also dedicated a section within the system for those existing HuntSafe volunteers where they can track their volunteer hours a lot more efficiently. At this time, we are not accepting new volunteer applications from the public through Go Outdoors South Dakota. The updates we did here, though, really streamlined the experience for both our students and our volunteers and our staff by just reducing redundancy and making it a little bit more seamless as we go along. We have heard some feedback, and we understand that setting up profiles for children can feel cumbersome just due to that single sign-on requirement and the need for that unique email address. However, once the profile is created, the system becomes really user-friendly, and it's going to make future access and management of these classes so much easier for our families. Additionally, we improved the efficiency by making a clear list of their calendars of the events that they've registered for on their calendar so they can see exactly what's going on. They have all the necessary information right at their fingertips, and it helps so nobody's missing classes or forgetting that they have it going on. I think it's also really important to just note that we are here to help anybody that needs it to create that profile if there's any issues. We do not want to make having to create this account a barrier for people coming to our events. So also just remember that it's initially no more difficult than reserving a campsite or purchasing a license. You just have to go through that first step. We added on Tuesday, we had a new roll down, so I don't have any pictures of it yet, but we added another feature where you can register another participant. So I, as a parent, can go in and register my daughter under her name from my profile, which is really helpful. Another valuable feature that we added in the Go Outdoors system is the waitlist option. This tool allows us to gauge the demand of our classes kind of in real time. When a class reaches that capacity, the participants that are interested in the class can join the waitlist, and that tells us whether or not we need to add an additional session. It also helps ensure that fewer participants miss out on these opportunities. So when we can understand what they want, we can adjust our class offerings a lot more accordingly, making our programs more accessible to everyone who wants to be at them. With the waitlist option, we can move people from the waitlist as well and bring them into the participant if we, as the instructors, have the capacity to handle more people in that class. As part of our R3 initiatives, we want to see people taking our classes and continuing to use our resources. By adding our events management system to Go Outdoors South Dakota, we can easily make that connection, and our goal is to continuously review the data and insights that we gather from the classes that we're offering. When we can analyze this attendance and the participation trends, we can then make informed decisions and adjust class offerings to ensure that we're maintaining a high-quality program for our users. And additionally, this data is going to allow us to track participant engagement beyond the classroom, so we can see who is attending our classes and follow their journeys as they go on to purchase license and further engage with our opportunities. This helps us refine our approach and better serve our users. In 2025, one of our key goals is to increase park participation to 100,000 participants, which will represent a 9% increase or growth. This registration system will help parks and wildlife to collaborate more effectively, and it's going to allow us to reach a broader audience and highlight the many outdoor opportunities that we have available. We can use that past attendance data to create targeted marketing campaigns, and that's going to be through emails and social media, and we can tailor to the participants' interests. This is going to ensure that they are aware of upcoming programs that align and pertain to them and their past activities. The system also enhances communication by sending out automated notifications and reminders, which will reduce the chance of participants missing an event that they've signed up for. And then finally, we can collaborate a little easier with external partners and schools, other organizations, and that's going to allow us to expand our reach as well, which will make it easier for us to engage with new participants and for those new participants to engage with us and then grow our programs. Thank you for your time. I hope this gave you a good overview of our goals and initiatives of the new events management system with Go Outdoors. And then if you have any questions, Ashley's here to help, so don't hesitate.
Very good. Thank you for that update. Any questions or comments from the commission? See if our commissioners are online. Any questions or comments from our commissioners online? So I do have a question about customer service. You know, I guess before I do, I remember when I first started with the commission, things were rolling over and we were getting a lot of comments and concerns, and it seems as if we've come to a point where this is a very streamlined website. It's easy to use. A lot of the things I don't know what the word is. You get emails. They prompt the user, which is good. Where are we with some of those customer service complaints? Have we seen a decrease as well?
Madam Chair. Ashley Weibel, Game Fish and Parks. Yeah, I think we've definitely seen a decrease with those complaints as the majority of people now, all of our current users, have gone through that SSO portion, which is the real struggle. Basically, you're creating an outside account before you can actually access our program. And that's where we saw the most complaints. And now, you know, everybody's basically, they're in, they're good. It's just now we're adding a new level. So we've open this up now to require children to create an account so that we can measure that success, measure, you know, the outcomes. You know, you're taking a class now as a child, or we're going to follow that through to adulthood to see, are you actually utilizing our resources? So it is, I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but, you know, with the proper messaging, I think the majority of these people are understanding and they're willing to create that account that's going to stay with their child through adulthood.
Very good. Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, it was a good report, good update. Thank you. Thank you, Cassie. We will move on to park volunteer recruitment effort with Rachel.